we just want to give our quick reflections on 9/11.
Yeah, since it's the war is over, and we just wanted to sort of reflect on like where we were being youngsters when 9/11 happened and the war kicked off.
Sadly, those that were lost in Afghanistan were infants, and that's a whole. We could spend a whole podcast on that. But Nick and I are up there. I turned 30 years old on September 11th. For those who don't know, my birthday is 9/11. I turned 10 years old that day. I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where I'm from. Somehow my teacher kept it from us, and we did not learn about what had happened. I guess because I had cupcakes and games and stuff. It was a plenty good distraction, so that's kind of what happened. So I did not know until both of my parents picked me up, but I didn't think anything of it because it was my birthday. So, like, yay, both mom and dad come to pick me up, woo, from school, and we're gonna go out to eat because I had my instrument with me, because I was in band. Okay. I'm playing with Matchbox toys and tell us to turn the TV off because they have something to tell us, my brother and I. Because we were watching Nickelodeon Slime Time Live. They're not gonna be talking about that. And they told some bad people did some bad things with planes. And I was really curious, and I got really angry about it. So we turned on the TV, and it really jogged my interest. I was already interested in 2000 election because, like, what do you mean we don't have a president right now? There was an election, and now we don't know. Even as a 9-year-old, that logic did not work. And it didn't work for a lot of adults either. But 9/11 really kickstarted my interest in politics. And, you know, like so many people's lives, we've never been the same. And for our generation, Nick, it'll be something that we never forget. My dad went up to Staten Island where they had taken a lot of the debris to some, I don't know, fields or shipping areas or port areas or something like that by the water to sift through. And my dad, who was in search and rescue at the time, was there with a number of his colleagues and brothers searching through debris and found some pretty awful stuff that he still doesn't really talk about.
For those of you know, Tim has mentioned that I've lived in New York for a bit, and I was
actually... You can hear his voice. Can't you hear it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn, so I still had family in New York, in the city, and I lived in Northeast Pennsylvania at the time. I was in sixth grade, and that area where I lived was sort of... There were a lot of people that would commute into the city, and I was in music class. We were going over a censored version of Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. The day is seared the song into my mind, and one of the other music teachers had come in and like whispered to the other teacher, and then like they both looked at, we had like the TVs in the rooms, they put on the TV, so we saw like, I believe it was the first tower was up, and then a couple, like, we watched it for like maybe a few seconds, and then the teacher turned it off, and they're like, okay, we're gonna get through the lesson plan, and if we get through it before the end of class, we're gonna put it on again. So we quickly did the lesson plan, and by the time we had the next, by the time we finished that and we turned the TV on again, the second tower was already hit. We ended up going to our next classes, and then they came over the intercom saying the rest of the day had been canceled, and they had asked if your parents work in the city to go to the auditorium. And there were people who stayed the night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was... I say that to add some levity. We're getting interns in the office.
I'm sorry about that. I did not imagine that would happen.
No, I just break the ice here that we're finally getting some interns that were too young to remember it. So maybe COVID will be the thing that they remember.
Maybe.
But for, you know, in the generation before us, for, I would say, Kyle Drennan and Scott Whitlock in Dickens's generation, that was the Challenger. That was definitely one of the ones for my parents. And the generation before that was JFK, obviously. And then the one before that was Pearl Harbor. We still haven't decided with this Gen Z and below what they're moment will be, but for millennials, it was 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I know for all of you here, we'll tweet out this podcast, and we'd welcome your reflections as well as we move closer to 9/11, and make sure that we never forget those that were lost. And it's why we started this podcast by talking about Afghanistan and the fall of Afghanistan. That's why this matters, what had happened, and why we care so much and have spent so many hours talking about what the media have done, because I think the media have done it justice on this issue, because that was a real thing that affected so many people, not just, you know, but most especially those that died on that day, died in Afghanistan, fighting the war there, and why it's just so heartbreaking about what has happened to this country, and to the country of Afghanistan.
Yeah, there was one interview that I heard in the aftermath. I forget which network it was on, but they were talking to a veteran about asking him, oh, I believe it was CBS, and they asked him, like, you fought there, and now we're out, and it collapsed. Do you think it was worth it? And the guy said he compared it to fighting cancer, where it's like, okay, you fought cancer, you had it in remission, and you had it in remission for 20 years, but then it comes back and you pass away. It's like, was it worth fighting? Yes, because you had 20 good years.
Yeah. We took out a lot of people that did this to us. But I think it's important to remember for younger listeners, especially now with so many of us still alive that remember what happened. This isn't something in history books. It may be soon, but with the technology we have, the voices and the stories of what happened in Afghanistan and on 9/11 are things that are going to be able to live on forever. So, you know, why I always say the social media and the internet is a net positive,
mm-hmm.
along with choices for media, this is a positive.